Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and I'm glad to be with you today. Our subject will be coming from Revelations, talking about the future. We're going to be talking about what is going to happen in the future. And this is John telling us about what is to come. And he is on the Isle of Patmos. And God, the angel is showing him the earth. And it's in Revelations. And we're going to be dealing with Revelation the next few weeks. And we just want to share that with you. But we're going to go to prayer this time. Most holy and all-wise God, we thank you for allowing us this beautiful day. We thank you for letting us wake up to call on your name and share some more great things with the listeners. And we just thank you for all the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. We ask you to open up our understanding, help us to be able to see into your word, and share with your people. We love you today, God, and we thank you, God, that you chose us. We didn't choose you, but the word of God said you chose us. And we love you this morning, God, and we just want to live the life that you have put us here to live. Oh, God, because you want us to have a relationship with you. And this is a wonderful life to live, is to know and to love you and to love one another. So as we go through the pages of your Bible, help us to understand your word, that we can share it with your people, that we can live closer and have a closer walk with you today. We ask you these things in Jesus' name. We say amen. Now we're going to come to you today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. We're going to be coming to you today from Revelation 4. And John is on the Isle of Patmos, and the angel is showing him a vision of what is to come. So we're going to start at the first verse of the fourth chapter of Revelation. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter in the future. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, and in sight like unto an emerald. And that goes to Ezekiel 1:23, a color. And round about the throne there were 24 seats. And upon the seat I saw 24 elders, sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thundering, and voices, and there was seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there were a sea of glass like unto crystals. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like an eagle flying. Now we're going to go to Ezekiel 1:10. Praise our God. Ezekiel 1:10. They had four, and had the face of a man, and the face of a lion, and on the right side they had four, had the face of an ox. On the left side they day four also had the face of an eagle. Lord, have mercy. Look at that. Oh, Lord. And it's going down. And the fourth beast had each of them six wings about them. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, is, and is to come. Now let's go to Isaiah 6:3. Praise our God. Praise our God. Let's go to Isaiah 6:3. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Listen to that. The whole earth is full of his glory. Lord, they was worshiping our God. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to worship God. So he's the one made us. We didn't make ourselves. We're supposed to worship our God. Praise the Lord, our God. Listen, and listen to that. Worship our God. And well, when those beasts gave thanks, gave glory and honor and thanks to him, and sat on the throne who lived forever and ever, for the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure are and were created. Now we're going to go to the fifth chapter. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look therein, thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth unto all the earth. And you know who that is. Let's go to Isaiah 53:7. Isaiah 53:7. Isaiah 3:7. Praise our God. 53:7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And we know who that was. That was Jesus Christ. Matthew 26:73. That was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Matthew 26:73. Praise our God. When he went, they hung him on the cross. Among the words. 26:26. He never said a mumbling word, but he took it all for us. And he didn't say a mumbling word. And they hung him high and they stretched him wide. And he died on Calvary's cross. He took the sins of the whole world on his shoulders for you and I. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They whipped him, they stripped him, they cut his back open with those cattails, cattails. They cut his back open with them. They whipped him so. But he did it all for you and I. And by his stripes we're healed. And when those, okay, now let's finish reading, praise our God. And behold, lo, okay, and one of the elders, the ruler of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, okay, right here, elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. 4:2. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. And one sat on the throne, and that was Jesus Christ. Okay, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the four and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden veils full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And it made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessings and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Okay, let's read 6:16. Let's go to 6:16, the reference. And the king of the earth, and the great man, and the rich man, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bond man, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. Lord, have mercy. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Now we're going on to the 6th chapter. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and he heard, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him. Now this is John seeing in the future. And he went forth to conquer and to conquer. Let's go to Zechariah 6:3. the 6th chapter and the 3rd verse. And in the 3rd chariot, white horses, and in the 4th chariot, glaze and bay horses. Now let's go back to Revelation 6 and 3. And when he had opened the 2nd seal, I heard the 2nd beast say, come and see, 4:7. And the 1st beast was like, okay, we read that, like a lion. And that's what we had already read. And there went out another horse that was red. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the 3rd seal, I heard the 3rd beast say, come and see. And behold, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the 4th beast say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the 4th seal, I heard the voice of the 4th beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death. And hell followed with him, and power was given to them over the 4th part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. And when he had opened the 5th seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, doest thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Let's go back to Zechariah 1:12. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which thou hast had indignation these 60 years? Then the Lord answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable words. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thy, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. And I am very sore displeased with the heathens that are at ease. For I was but a little displeased, and they help forward the affliction. Okay, let's go on. Let's go on. And when he had opened the 5th seal, okay, that's when he says, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long? And the white rose were given unto them. And he said, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord? Holy and true doest thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white rose was given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Now this is what's going to happen in the future. The angel is showing John what is going to happen in the future. These things are yet to happen. Because all this is going to happen where they're opening up the seals, and all these things is going to happen in the future. The black horse and the people that's going to be hungry and all these things is going to happen. And he's showing John all these things that are yet to come to pass. He's showing John all this stuff. The black horse and the balances and all these things that are yet to going to happen in all this. And he's letting John see all these things. and letting us know what is going to come to pass. And this is going to be a terrible time. But God is letting John see all this. And the white rose is going to be given to all them. And they said, Lord, how long? But he's saying, telling them about those that yet are going to be killed. They're yet going to be killed. And he said, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell from the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a straw when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of its place. And the king of the earth and the great man and the rich man and the chief captain and the mighty man and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said unto the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? They're going to want to die but can't die. That's going to be a terrible time. But the angel is showing John what is to come. What is to come? That's why men and women need to open up their eyes and see what is to come upon the earth. They need to get ready. They need to get ready. Because all of this is going to happen in the future. And John is telling God, the angel is showing John these things that are to come. It hasn't happened yet, but it is to come. And man is to prepare themselves so they won't have to go through all this stuff. Because when the great tribulation comes, God's going to be done coming to his people home. When that happens, when the great tribulation, God's not going to put his people through that great tribulation. He's going to be done coming to his people home. And the Gentiles that are left behind, they lost. They're not going to be able to have a second chance, but Israel is going to be saved. But the angel is showing John all these things on the Isle of Patmos. He tells John to come up, because I'm going to show you these things that are going to happen. And he's letting us see into this through the eyes of John. So we know what is coming. So we can be ready. So when Jesus cracks the sky, we'll be called up to meet him in the air, and we'll ever be with the Lord. And he's showing John these things because God's not going to punish us that's ready to go back with him. We're going to be going back with the Lord. We're not going to suffer in the great tribulation. We're not going to be in that great tribulation. We're going to be called up to meet the Lord. But the Gentiles that's left behind, they're not going to have a chance to go back with the Lord. But those children are doing the when we go back with the Lord, we're going to be with him 1,000 years. But there's going to be people born during that time. The Gentiles, they're going to have children during that time. And they're going to have to be saved through faith alone, because the Holy Ghost is going to be gone. The Holy Ghost is going to be gone. So they're just going to have to live by faith alone. And, honey, that's going to be a trying time. Because the Antichrist and all that, honey, it's going to be a time. And if you don't get saved now, how are you going to live for, Lord have mercy? But people are going to be saved during that time. But that's going to be the ones that's born during that time. So if you can't live right now, how in the world you going to make it then? But some is going to be saved. Some's going to be saved during that time. But if you left behind Gentile people, if you left behind, you lost. because it is our time now, because right now the Jews are still blind. They still waiting for the Messiah to come. But we know, and if we don't receive Jesus Christ as our Savior now, when he comes back for his church and you left behind, you are lost. You're lost. So the mics are open. We going to stop here, I think. I think we'll stop here. We may read, let me see. How far did we go? I think we went. We may have went far enough. We may have went far enough. Let me see. Did we go on? And after this, I saw four angels standing. Let me see. I think I went far enough. For the great day, I went our way to the end of the sixth chapter. So we'll stop here. And we'll see if anyone would like to say something at this time. We'll start at the seventh chapter maybe next week and talk some more. But this is what the angel is showing us. This is the seals, because we're going to go to the, I think this is another seal. The seventh chapter is another seal. So, okay, let me read the seventh. That's another seal. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four wings of the earth, but the wind, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, for we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Okay, now we're going to listen. Now this is where you're going to seal up, seal the 12 tribes. And saying, hurt not. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribes of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribes of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribes of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribes of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi was sealed 12,000. Of Eshtapor was sealed 12,000. Zebulun, Benjamin, and after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of the nation and kindreds of people and the tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and upon the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders, and the four beasts fell before the throne, and their faces were worshiping God, saying, amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be upon thy God forever and ever. And one of the elders answered, saying, unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and hence come they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which come out of great tribulations, and have washed their robes, made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve them day and night in the temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them, and they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and they shall lead them into, and shall lead them into living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. So that we are started to 8 next week, Lord, if it's his will. So that's the angel showing John all this that is to come. But the saints is not going to be in the great tribulation, but that's going to be the ones that disobey God. But the Gentiles' time is now. So if you don't get it now, if you left behind, you are allowed. So if anyone wants to comment on all that I have said or would like to say something at this time, the mic is open.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I've been trying to keep up with all the Bible scriptures that you read. So will you come back to them for me?
Okay, come on.
You read Revelation 6 and 7, all of them, right?
Revelation 5, 6, 7. Revelations 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Isaiah 53?
I read Isaiah 53, 7. I read Isaiah 53:7. Okay, and Ezekiel. I read
Matthew.
Ezekiel. I think 1:28. And let me see what else. And Isaiah.
Ezekiel 4.
Isaiah.
You said Ezekiel 4, right?
Okay, let me see if I had 54, because I got them. I had them wrote down.
Ezekiel 4. Four is for us.
Let me see. Let me see. Ezekiel, because I got them in here. For Ezekiel 1:23. Did I say Ezekiel 4? Let me see.
You said 4:23.
Okay, let me see if I got that. 4. Let me see, 4:23. 4:23, did I say 4:23?
Yeah.
I might have said, did I? Or was that another one I said? Ezekiel. Okay, let me see it.
You said Ezekiel 1:28. And the first one you wrote was Ezekiel 4:23.
Okay. I might have meant to say something else. Ezekiel. Amen, baby. Let me see. Okay, I might have told you the wrong one. Ezekiel. So I got them wrote down, and I might have got it wrong.
It's okay, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're okay, because I got them wrote down. Don't let me mess up my phone. Oh, because I got them. Down. Let me go back to my thing here. Revelation 27. Ezekiel. Let me see. Wait a minute. It was Ezekiel 1:28. Was that it? I didn't do Ezekiel. Okay.
Yeah,
I did
you told me 1:28.
1:28. And I had 1:10. I didn't do 1:10. Let me see. Ezekiel 6:3. Did I do Ezekiel 6:3?
No.
I didn't do Ezekiel 6:3, did I? Okay.
No, huh?
Hey, Ezekiel.
No, you told us Isaiah 6:3. That's what you told us.
Okay, 23.
So, Ezekiel?
Yeah. Ezekiel,
Isaiah 6:3.
Okay. So, is Isaiah Ezekiel 6:3? No, huh? Ezekiel 6:3. No, it's not Ezekiel 6:3. That's another one. I can't pronounce. What is that name? I have to go back, sweetheart. I got my...
No. I'm sorry. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
You okay. I got my notes. I had them in the book. Let me see. Yes, okay. Okay. You good.
Shalom, everyone. Good afternoon.
Shalom.
Good afternoon. Blessings. Each and every one of you.
It's Zechariah. I had Zechariah, but I don't think I called that Zechariah out.
He told us what it did, but you read 1 and 2, and I had Isaiah 53, 7, 2 Matthew 26, 7, 33, 4 and 2, 1 and 12, and Revelation 7. That's what
okay,
I got.
Okay. And you said I did Ezekiel another one? Did I do another Ezekiel?
Yeah, you taught us 1 and 10, Ezekiel 1 and 10, and 4 and 23. You taught us 4 and 23 first, and then you said Ezekiel
okay.
1 and 28.
Okay. I'm going to have to get my thing together. I'm sorry, sweetie.
No, sweetie. I just got me stuff. I'm sorry. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
No.
Because
no,
I like
sorry,
keeping
not
up with the scriptures that you go through.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So have you got another question?
No, I just want to say God bless you all. I love you all. I'm so happy to be here.
Okay. Do anyone else got anything they like?
Yeah, I wanted to say real quick, Margaret, I sent you an email. I sent you an email as a response to the love writing that you did.
Uh-huh.
And I offered you to join me on my podcast on Thursday at 8 o'clock, if you care to.
Oh, yes, sir, I sure do.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. At first, I'll do the intro, and you're going to have to cut back on some of it, okay?
Yeah, I was coming down.
Yeah, okay. Sis, I thank you for the word. It's a bit much at one time, but it's something I'm not looking forward to that. None of that. That's a little bit too far gone.
Well,
you know, that's a lot of...
It's preparing us to be ready so we won't have to go through this.
No, I'm just saying, that you read, that's for the people that are going to be left behind, okay? I wouldn't want to have to deal with none of that whatsoever. But like,
no.
It was a bit much at one time, yeah. Okay?
No.
But thank
Does
you
anyone
for
else have
No, they're going.
Anyone else?
They're going.
Okay.
Just me and Margaret.
Well, we're gonna ask Margaret if she would close us out in prayer.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. most wise, most heavenly, most glorious Father, thank you because you let us be here today. Thank you for letting us gather today in your word. Thank you for letting us be together and knowing that you want us to breathe in. Thank you, Lord, because you've been so gracious, so kind, so loving, so thankful. So for all the ones that was on their call and all the ones that will be on their call, Lord, bless each and every one, Lord. Touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. If they need, Lord, help them out. If they suffer, Lord, give them some comfort. Lord, I love you and I praise you and I lift your eyes because you are so worthy. You are my everything. Thank you for doing so much for me, to me, and because of me. Lord, thank you. I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify you. I glorify you because you are my everything. Thank you for being such a great God. Thank you for being such a great help. Thank you for the magnificent love that you bestowed in me. Thank you because you are so wonderful. Lord, touch our host, Lord. Touch her tremendously. Lord, make sure that she has every single thing she needs. And Lord, the few of her wants, Lord. If she wants something bad, Lord, give it to her, Lord. See it through for her, Lord. Lord, I love you and I thank you and I praise you. I lift you higher. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost, Lord, I thank you. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
We thank you. We thank you. Amen. And we say shalom, everyone. Shalom. And have a blessed day.
Shalom.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank
shalom.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, shalom.
God. Shalom. Shalom.
Yeah.
Shalom.
Mm-hmm.